This is Elevations, bringing new perspective to science, technology, education, and the arts.
If you want to really understand what jazz music is, the first thing that you have to do is listen to it.
I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Today, we're talking with Bobby Salvaggio, Director of Jazz Studies at Kent State. Bobby studied at Kent State and the Manhattan School of Music before moving back to Cleveland and joining the Kent State faculty. Bobby tours internationally and has recorded 9 albums. Welcome. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
On your website, you say many of us, including music educators, have a very limited understanding of jazz. How would you define jazz?
You know, the definition, it's a hard thing to define, first of all. Jazz music is improvisational-driven music. And that's at the core of any discussion that you're going to have about jazz music. There are stylistic things about jazz music that are important going back to the beginnings of it and how it was formed with traditional African music, which when it came to this country kind of unfolded with the songs that slaves sang as they work, which kind of formed into the blues and early gospel music. And then elements of European music from a harmonic and an instrumental standpoint, and John Philip Sousa and marching band music. And when you kind of combine all these elements together, you had kind of the beginnings of a kernel that turned into jazz music. But the point, though, is that you were doing things that weren't written on the page, that was being created in the moment.
How do you teach improvisation? I mean, is this a concept that students struggle with?
My answer is always, well, you can't practice improvisation, because the whole point of improvising is that you are being spontaneous in the moment. Like, as a working musician myself that still practices, what I do is I practice situations. So I can put myself in a situation, I can practice being spontaneous within, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then kind of how we built the curriculum here at Kent State is all around the improvisational driven process. And so we teach students a process and how to practice things. So, for example, there's 4 kind of elements we deal with: ear training, technique, theory, and style. And all 4 of those elements, for me at least, as an educator, go into a process that students can look at, can analyze, can study, can practice, which gets them into the direction of understanding what jazz improvisation is.
When a student comes to study jazz at Kent State, then do they start in those classes right away, or is this a process?
The thing that we stress, and I say we because we have a jazz faculty, we all stress the idea of, first and foremost, experience it and listen to it. And experience it means going out and seeing jazz music live in your community, listening to it more so that you just have an idea of what jazz sounds like. I mean, that's so important. I mean, if you don't know what it sounds like, how can you play it?
Can you talk a little bit about what that 4-year program looks like?
We're teaching them what they have to do to understand to be successful as a musician in the real world. That's the first thing and most important thing. And that goes into even entrepreneurial type aspects. And the curriculum is pretty traditional as far as jazz curriculum. We offer improvisation classes, jazz comp and arranging classes. We offer a fundamentals of jazz piano class, jazz history classes, multiple ensembles where the students get lots of performing opportunities. For example, in the spring, we are going to New York City this year to basically play a gig. I mean, that's the type of opportunities I think is important. You know, things like getting students to actually perform and play performances, not just on-campus performances. Not that that's important. Of course, we have to do that. But to me, it's even more important to actually get them to understand what it means to play a gig, to play like what a professional would do. And like, for example, the New York trip, traveling to New York, you know, dealing with a jazz venue and what they have to do to prepare themselves for that, to actually play a performance for a live audience that's paying to come in and see them play. And so those are all the things that we have going on at Kent State.
I'm just curious,
sure.
Where do you see jazz headed?
Can I have a couple minutes to answer that? Okay. That's a great question. It's interesting. It's kind of at a place now where it's so rich and so full of just so many kinds of things that people kind of picking things and kind of doing individualistic kind of innovations and moving it forward. So
I think it's a cool thing to think about. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you.
This is a little bit of Bobby's music to take us out. We've been talking with Bobby Salvaggio, Director of Jazz Studies at Kent State. To learn more about his work, visit our website at kent.edu/elevations. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning at 7 on 89.7 WKSU.